You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, what a great break that was. And you folks out there will have no idea what was going on here. Let me tell you, it was a party. All right, we are back and we are here with my favorite sponsor, Early Shares. We've got Heather Schwartz. Heather is, well, gosh, Heather, why don't you tell everybody who you are?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I am one of the co-founders and chief strategy officer of EarlyShares.com and super excited to be here.
Hey, and we're just as excited to have you. Now, that's a really fancy title. What does it mean?
So, as one of the co-founders, we had this vision 4 years ago to really create something special. And so what we're doing, we are taking private investing and taking it to a whole nother level using new regulations that let commercial real estate investing be accessible online to new investors. And it's all automated.
Yeah, but you said accessible. Something special. You said this is something special. You got together to do something special. Shows you're passionate. And hey, you achieved something special because I read up and I found out a statistic. I found out that Early Shares is the market leader in real estate crowdfunding. Now, hey, is that true?
Of course it's true. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today.
Now, Heather, you've got a great team over there at Early Shares. You do these real estate deals. Any specific type? Because I know a lot of places, they specialize in retail or apartments. What do you guys specialize in?
So you know what? We are asset agnostic. So we look at retail and facilitate capital for retail deals, for hotels, multifamilies. What is really important is looking at the clients that are raising capital on our site, making sure that they have the expertise within their area that they're looking to raise capital for, making sure that the investment is structured properly for investors. They go through a significant due diligence list. And when you look at really the core of what they're offering and what we are hosting on our platform, we are allowing accredited investors to participate in small pieces of commercial real estate deals.
Well, isn't that what people are looking for? Because it seems to me like people are searching around the world for yield and can't find it.
Of course. And so if you look at our platform, if you look at the offerings, guess what? The average cash on cash, so annual cash flow is 8 or 9%.
Is that leveraged or unleveraged?
Leveraged.
Okay,
of
so
course.
With leverage, they're getting 9% return.
Yeah.
But that's what real estate's all about. Real
Absolutely.
Estate is all about using leverage to enhance your return.
Yeah, and think about what the rates are right now offered by banks.
One.
So you can get financing. You can get long-term financing, 5 or 10 years, 3s, 4s, 5s, depending on the asset.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So if you look at the underlying cash flow and the tenant mix and location, there's so many different variables that go into real estate. Taking advantage of that bank leverage, you know, it really creates a nice cash flow for the end investor.
Now, I remember when syndication first came out, it was the mid-1980s. I was at one of the accounting firms inventing the multi-column spreadsheet at the time. And I wrote on the front page of the article that came circulated around the office because you couldn't forward anything in email. It was all analog with 72 names checking next to it. And it talked about the securitization business. And I just took a photocopy, I still have this, and wrote, this is the future of real estate.
For sure.
That was 20 years ago.
For sure. And if you look at Early Shares, our platform is syndication on steroids.
Oh, you used the word, and I am so happy you did, because that's what it is. And you see, most people start out trying to syndicate their real estate deals, and they always start with trying to raise with the most expensive capital known to man, friends and family.
Oh, yes.
I pulled one of my clients out of a deal where her father gave her all the money, and her hair's been on fire for 5 years.
Oh, yes. And they still have to sit together at Thanksgiving and holidays every year.
That's right.
That's
the other problem sponsors have is preparing all the materials and getting somebody to opine that the person trusts. How do you guys deal with that?
Yeah. So, look, a lot of our sponsors, all of our sponsors, you know, they have teams behind them. So it's not just one guy that has a great idea for a particular real estate investment. You know, no, these are professional investment real estate groups and teams that have been doing this for decades that are now looking to leverage the internet to access capital more easily.
Well, I just want to say give one little story. Yeah. The story is how I came to know early shares. Because to me, until about 8 or 9 months ago, early shares was a gimmick. I said, crowdfunding gimmick.
That hurts.
Done that. Well, I was uninformed. I think that half the world may still think that. I don't know. I thought that crowdfunding was a bunch of guys sitting in front of their computers in their nightgowns or bathrobes looking at deals. Boy, was I wrong. I go to a private equity function. I go try to raise money for a guy. He goes, heck with you. I'm going to raise private equity money on Brickell Avenue. I thought it was a rich guy. No, it was you. You.
So really funny story about crowdfunding. You know, when I first got into this business, crowdfunding, when people ask you, like, what do you do? Well, I have an equity crowdfunding platform. I would get that blank stare. So I'd have to ask them, you know what Kickstarter was? No, I don't know what Kickstarter is. All right, finally.
You have a bunch of analog friends, don't you?
You know what Shark Tank was? And finally the light bulb would go off. And
my wife, by the way, loves Shark Tank. I am forced to watch that twice every week.
So finally, crowdfunding has become such a buzzword that everybody knows what it is. And if you look at other types of crowdfunding outside of real estate, such as in the lending space and in the product space, I mean, it's exploding. Billions of dollars are going through these platforms. And now we're seeing the same thing within commercial real estate, where finally we got to that $1 billion mark in 2014 of clients that are raising money with these new exemptions online. That's a big number, and it's very small compared to where the market's going.
Oh, boy, I love it when it's something going to expand like that. Now, that's where you really make money. So let's talk about that for a minute. What makes you different than the other 100-plus firms in the real estate crowdfunding space? Just got to ask.
Sure, yeah. And to be specific, there's about 123
Okay, because there's 117 when I talked to Joanne about 2 weeks ago.
All right, so we see one every day. And a lot of people, they look at this business as, you know what, I'm going to raise money online and I just need a really cool website. But you know what? When you look at what really goes into this business, at the core, it's a financial services business. And then you've got a wrapper of education, a wrapper of marketing, wrapper of legal. And all on top of that goes the technology perspective. So when we look at early shares, why we're different, we have a senior team that has been doing real estate transactions for decades. You know, we have a superior platform that is in the top of the country, where we have an end-to-end transaction engine. So literally, think about everything that's been done offline, where we facilitate all of that online. Make it super easy.
Well,
real
estate transaction has really only become just really transaction and process management. There really isn't a lot of creativity. Yeah. You buy the list from Real Estate Capital Markets, you mail everybody, you get 10 people that are interested, you finesse each one of them until they think that 62 other people are doing the deal, and then you get the best price you can. What makes your process different?
Yeah, so think about the administrative portion of what you just mentioned. Right? Following up on customer calls and pitching deals, following up on deal documents and making sure everything is signed properly. So if you come to Early Shares and you look at an offering, you're going to see everything beautifully organized in a very easy to understand investor friendly format. So all of your due diligence, all of your investor materials, performas, appraisals, everything is aggregated in a really nice way, really easy to understand. And once an investor is ready to commit and to invest, he clicks a button. He goes through a very simple process, gives us some basic information. He electronically signs all of the documents. He or she, let me be correct.
You're being a lady and all.
Signs all of the deal documents online. Everything is recorded online and you can see it. It's very accessible. Just like you can access your investments on Merrill Lynch, you can access your investments on Early Shares very easily.
That is awesome. So we're going to get right back to that E-Trade and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, people were uncomfortable with this, but now they're not. And we're going to hear more right after this break. D, lean forward. Get your fingers ready. Push the button. It's all yours.